Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Today we're got a special guest with us today at an interview. It's Justine Dorsey from the Los Angeles, California area. How are you doing, Justine?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Okay, and I also understand that you're a two-time female singer-songwriter nominee of the Los Angeles Music Awards. Is that right?
Yes.
And your first nomination was at the ripe old age of 13. Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
How did you come about getting into the music scene so quick and so get noticed that fast?
Well, I started playing music and writing music when I was 13, basically. And I don't know, it just, the woman who had been my manager at the time submitted my song, and she had submitted tons before, and they get a lot of submissions, something like 6,000 submissions. And she was really surprised when I ended up getting nominated. I was surprised. My family was surprised. It just was it was a nice thing to start out with. Like, okay, that's a good sign then.
What did you do after your nomination? Did you get more recognition after that? I mean, as far as your music, were you encouraged to write more songs and everything?
Mm-hmm. Justin Vernon from Bon Iver said at the Grammys when he won Best Artist was that I started writing music for the inherent love of making music, you know, not for the accolades that I'm going to get for it. And so it's a great thing, but it was not like, that's the reason why I'm writing music now, so that I can win something or be nominated for something, you know what I mean? It just was like it was like icing on the cake, really.
I also understand you had you have an EP out right now with a 4-song EP, but you also had, before this, you had a full CD out, is that right?
The 4-song EP, and then what was the other thing you said?
Did you have a full CD out before this?
Yes, I did. When I was around that time, when I won, or when I was nominated for the LA Music Awards the first time around, one of my songs was nominated, actually, but I had done an album that was not my music that had been written for it. So, yeah, when I was 13, I did a pop album, and now I've gone in my own direction and done something that's 100% me. It's different, but very rewarding for me.
Okay, well, do you do regular shows around your area, you know, like on the weekends and stuff? Do you sing at different places?
Yeah, I mean, during the week as well. I'm on summer break right now, but I'm in college classes. I tested out of high school early. And so my schedule is a little bit more free, and I'm able to perform during the week too. But I perform at, you know, restaurants and coffee shops and stuff. And, you know, hopefully, you know, moving up to doing like fairs. And I can't really play in bars because I'm 16. but I'm getting up there, so, yeah.
Okay, so basically, when did you get started in the college? What age was that?
This is a recent development, actually. When I was 16, I started. I am 16 right now, so like a few months ago, I went into college.
Okay, were you like through the high school? Were you advanced all the way through school, or was it just like some kind of advanced classes you took in high school? How did that work?
Well, I tested out. There's a test you can take called the CHESPE, and I took that. And it's like an early high school exit exam. But some students do it so that they can drop out of high school, basically. Well, not drop out, because if you have a diploma when you test. But so they can just test out of high school and do whatever they're doing. But for me, since I want to be a singer-songwriter, I could probably have done that, but I really want to get an education. And so that's why I'm doing this now, so that, you know, eventually when I'm on tour or something, I'm not going to be able to go to college. So I want to at least have, you know, like 2 years under my belt and get my AA and then, you know, see what happens later on.
What is your major there in college? What are you doing as far as your major courses?
Well, right now I'm just focusing on getting my general education done. But, I mean, I've been thinking about it, though, and I love reading and just creative writing as well, not just writing music. And, I know, I'd probably like to be a book editor or something. So I'm obsessed with grammar and good stories, and so that would probably be what I'd, you know, want to major in.
Okay. Now, I really like your music because it's like I was talking to you earlier. It doesn't really sound like a typical teenager music that you would hear from someone your age. Of course, you're not typical if you're in college either. Now, just what was your main influence into your sound? I mean, where did you, is it something that you've always wanted to do, or was it kind of developed into you?
Definitely developed for me for a longer period of time because, like I said, I did that pop album, and it wasn't the right fit for me, but a little later on I started performing my music, and I realized that's what I really loved, so I just kept writing and kept at it. And, I mean, finding your sound is not something that comes easily or quickly, I think. I think it's a journey, really. And so, yeah, it evolved over time, definitely.
And I also understand you're working with some really top people there in your development and your studio and everything. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Sorry, did you say who I'm working with in the studio right now?
Yeah, who you're working with. Some of the guys, I know they're the top,
right.
Some of the top guys in the business.
Right. I co-produced the EP with Randy Sharp. He's my producer, and he's won 4 Grammys, and he's written for artists like the Dixie Chicks and Linda Ronstadt and Dolly Parton and many, many more. That it's just crazy, the artists that he's written for. And so, yeah, we co-produced this EP, and I really love it.
Okay, the first song I want to play, that's Mama's Song. Could you tell us the story behind it a little bit?
Mama's Song is a song that I wrote for my mom on Mother's Day, and I had shut myself in my room and took my ukulele and would not leave until I had a song, basically. So here it is. This is Mama's Song.
Okay, thanks. Here we go.
Early nights at 8 o'clock. Separate from
don't think I will forget the things sparkling, singing loud, dancing round, imagining flying up high. Standing on top of the world, a mama and her little girl. Little girls grow, mothers watch them go, then the girls find mama was actually right. Ooh, I look back on days gone by, and you know that I'll cry and I'll cry, 'cause I'll want that innocence inside.
Okay, that was Mama's song, Justine Dorsey. I have just one comment. When I first heard that song, I said that you've got a lot of courage.
Oh, thank you.
The reason why I said that is because that song really bucks the trend of what you would think of the kind of music that you would be doing. That you had the courage to stick to your own sound that you wanted, you know.
I feel like, especially, well, with a song like that too, that, you know, the lyrics are really, really important for that song. I wanted it to be as simple as possible, and it doesn't detract from it at all. I think it adds to it to have it be quiet and intimate. So, because, I mean, that's the type of music that I listen to. I love Damien Rice and Ingrid Michaelson, you know, artists like that that aren't afraid of going and being a little bit softer and quieter. I think that's also what made me kind of, especially as a vocalist and as a songwriter, when I heard Ingrid Michaelson, who, if you haven't heard her music, she's excellent and I love her. Hearing her was a bit of a revelation for me, because I realized that you don't have to do, you know, the vocal gymnastics and do all the crazy production to be powerful and to be, have good music, you know? So I really love that type of music. So I'm glad that came across.
Yeah, it's like sometimes the quieter you are, the more people can hear you, instead of, like you said, you're trying to go over the top with everything, you know?
Yeah, I think my mom had said one time, like, my sister and I would be at dinner with our friends, we'd talk really loudly, and my mom was like, you know, Jackie Kennedy apparently would talk softly to get people to listen to her, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the thing about it is, you watch these shows they have on, like American Idol and whatever, you know, they're kind of pushed toward the screaming side of the music, you know, to me it seems like.
Yeah, I mean, they have some people, like, this last season, I do love American Idol, I watch it all the time, but this last season was a really interesting mix, because the last two contestants, one of them was like a huge belter power singer, and then, you know, then there's like Philip Phillips, who's kind of like folk rock, and it was a lot softer. It's interesting to see the two of them right next to each other.
Yeah, and then now when you go out and sing, do you usually sing with like another group or person there on singing at the place with you, or you're just doing it by yourself? I mean, solo. And...
For now, I'm just doing it by myself, really. So yeah, just me and my guitar.
Okay. As far as the music around the Los Angeles area, I know it's got a pretty big music scene going on. Have you made a lot of connections into, you know, the music scene there, as far as some of the people that we would recognize, as far as that we've heard of their music, you know?
Basically the connections that I'm making right now are people that book shows for different venues and stuff. And I am working with, like promoters for shows, you know, doing different concerts and playing for, you know, at whether it be like at a festival or at, you know, a certain a restaurant or something like that. So.
Okay, is there any like I know they have quite a few music festivals around there. Is there any that you got planned that you're trying to get into right now?
I'm sorry, what?
Like music festivals in their area. Are there any that you're trying to, you know, that you're working on getting into maybe in the future?
Well, I'm doing the Malibu Music Festival sometime in September, I want to say. I'm not entirely sure when it is. And this isn't a music festival, but I am playing the Sawdust Festival in August, and I just did that a couple weeks ago. So that was really cool because it's kind of a famous OC thing to do, so...
Okay, next song I was looking at here is Everything That's Beautiful. How did you come up with that one and everything behind it?
That one is basically, it's just a fun, bubbly song about, you know, everything that I find beautiful. I see this one person and they remind me of that. So that's Everything That's Beautiful.
Okay, let's hear it. Let's listen to it now then.
Suddenly all the world's in technicolor. I hear your voice and suddenly traffic sounds like a symphony. You make this crazy world come to a stop and face the music. Ooh. You don't even realize all the things you are to me.
Piece of music that I just keep playing, and I eventually kind of stumble across, you know, something triggers a lyric and it ends up getting perfectly with the music. Sometimes I have already lyrics planned out. It just, it's very organic and unpredictable. And so
you have like triggers that you, you know, like outside triggers, like when you go somewhere that'll trigger a thought and that'll give you a song idea sometimes?
Well, like, I mean, it's, I don't really deliberately seek it out, really, because I don't think it's really possible in a way. Or if you do, I feel like then it forces it, and then it's not natural, you know what I mean? So, but, you know, like a certain event that emotionally affects me can create, you know, even a bunch of songs rather than just one. Meeting a person, going to a concert. It just, you never know where you'll find inspiration per se. So it's very, yeah, it's really unpredictable. And I find it really quite fascinating, actually.
Okay, so say you're out somewhere, like, let's just say you're going to a movie or something. Do you take a little mini recorder or something with you just in case whatever, something would happen, an idea would come into your mind and you don't want to lose that thought or, you know, musical idea?
You know what's great for that is the iPhone. I have an iPhone, and they have a voice memos app, and I'm always singing into that. Like, even in the middle of the night, I'll have an idea, and I need to record it, so I just pull out my phone. It's so helpful. Or there's even for lyrics, there's the notes app on the iPhone as well. I understand not everyone has access to an iPhone. And so, yeah, a recorder would probably be good for that. But, yeah, I use my phone. It's very handy for that sort of, you know, you never know when inspiration will strike sort of thing.
I have a little secret for you. I'm not nearly on your level, but I am a, I am a BMI accredited songwriter with a few airplays. And back in the old days, back in the Stone Age, of course, we didn't have iPhones and stuff back then. I had a little microset tape recorder I used to carry around and come up with, like, lyric ideas, you know, on the job, in the car, wherever I was at. So I kind of know what you're talking about there. And the next song I'm looking at here is Cliche. How's that one working?
Cliche kind of came out of an early draft of Unsaid, which is a song I haven't been played yet. But it was just like one line in the song that someone said, you know, that really deserves to be its own song. So I ended up writing Cliche.
Okay, so you kind of just grew from like one line into an entire song for you.
Yeah, it is. Really cool.
Okay, well, let's play it now then. Cliche, here we go.
Smiling when I hear your name. Hate the fact
Justine Dorsey. One thing I've noticed, Justine, and there's in music, even through these three songs, there's different sounds a little bit in each one of them. They're not, you know, carbon copied or nothing.
That is really great to hear. I feel like some people can get really wrapped up in, you know, that they have their sound and then they want to stay so enclosed within that, that they don't really venture out and do songs that are different from each other. But, and I'm not comparing myself to the Beatles at all, but when you look at the Beatles records, I mean, their songs really don't go together. And there are some, you know, it's, I feel like people get worried about it not fitting with their sound, and then they overcompensate by making their songs sound the same. And I think it's really fun to make each song be new and different and, you know, how to be a new character. So that's something I enjoy doing.
Yeah, and I was also, don't forget about your information. What is your website? I'm sure you've got a website.
Yeah, my website is Justine, that's J-U-S-T-I-N-E, Dorsey, Dorsey.com. And then that links to my Twitter, and I believe it links to my Facebook as well. So.
Okay, and what about your music? Where can people get your music from?
You can get my music on iTunes and also on Amazon.com.
Okay. Are you going to be going back in the studio? You got some new stuff you're going to be working on pretty soon?
Yeah, I just finished up another song of mine called Welcome to the Dark Side, and hopefully I'll be working on some new ones soon, so.
Okay, now I know that the LA Songwriters Award is pretty prestigious. Could you tell us who some of the judges are, and when will the winners actually be announced?
Oh, for the Unsigned Music Competition?
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some of the judges are Cyndi Lauper and Kelly Clarkson, and they're big names on that panel, and I'm not entirely sure when the people are being announced. One thing that I am up for is in the Dodge Inspired by You contest, I could, if I get enough downloads of my song, I can be, one of my songs will make it into a Dodge commercial. So, yeah, it's on Facebook, I believe, is where the competition is. So Dodge Inspired by You, and then download my song, and I'll get, you know, a vote towards being in a Dodge commercial, basically.
Okay, which song is that that's possibly going to be on that commercial?
Everything That's Beautiful.
Everything That's Beautiful, okay. Is there a special place where people need to go to vote for that?
I believe this contest is on Facebook, and I've linked to it on my Twitter, so.
Okay, I just want to give people a chance to help you out, you know, because I'm sure they're enjoying your music. I'm saving the last, unset for the last, because it's being the title song from your EP. I figured it was the one that had the most meaning to you. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, for one thing, though, also, all of my songs have equal amount of meaning to me, because they all come from, you know, the same place, with emotional place within me. And I love them all in different ways. But, yeah, Unsaid was a big song for me. And it's about someone that I met at an open mic. And, when you look at the bigger picture, it's really just about how we have moments with strangers that really affect us and change us, even if we'll never see those people again. And that's what's at the heart of it, I think, and that's something that's always fascinated me. So that's my long-winded explanation of what's behind Unsaid.
Okay. We'll go ahead and play it now, then.
Okay.
Here we go. Unsaid.
Anyway, you keep chasing possibilities.
that evaporate. So maybe one day you'll hear this song and know what I was feeling inside all along. The words I wanna say to you will go unsaid. Fuzzy in my eyes, I watch a passing city with a
star. That was Justine Dorsey and Unsaid. Justine, I got one thing to say about your music. It's total after listening to it, and I think my listeners will agree. And it's one of the highest compliments I think someone can tell a songwriter. How about Timeless?
I'm sorry, that last part, this keeps happening.
I said, how about saying that your music is has a timeless quality to it?
Oh, thank you.
As we were talking earlier, it's not really following the trend, and, you know, you're using the strings on this Unsaid here. That also gives it a little bit of a different sound that, you know, a lot of people really don't even know they're hearing it, but it lends something of the, you know, a little bit of extra to it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess every instrument is has a certain emotion attached to it, but strings especially are so expressive and such emotional instruments that I could not have a cello in there. I needed to have a cello in that song.
Yeah, and, you know, of course, everything is hard to predict, but, you know, from what you've started out and where you're heading, I think we'll be hearing a lot more from you and seeing you on the charts here in just maybe even a year or so, you know.
Hopefully.
Yeah, you know, I know that's what you're working for, is to get, you know, to the very top of where you want to be. You have a drive that's obvious, or you wouldn't be at this young age that far along, you know. do you seem like, do you ever get to, I don't know if you've ever gotten to a point to where you hit a little bit of a wall, maybe had trouble with your writing or something, or have you had any blocks or anything like that?
Oh, absolutely. Actually, every time I write a song, when I finish it, I kind of freak out on myself. Like, I'm never going to write another song again. And I know you just got to push through it. And sometimes those blocks are necessary because you just need to wait for the right moment to happen that inspires you and creates, you know, more songs out of that. So.
Well, I think your story and all your life is very inspiring, and should be inspiring to anyone that's of any age, you know, of what you've accomplished and your goals.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I mean, what I hope to do with my music, too, is also inspire teenagers and kids to, you know, learn an instrument and write music, because it's such a wonderful outlet for your emotions. It's just great. And it's a really special thing to be able to play an instrument. And like people say, it's the universal language, you know. I could take my guitar to Africa and not speak the same language as a person, but we'll connect because we're both, you know, we're playing music.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but this show is heard in a lot of different countries right now. And in different countries than the United States, music is much more important to their everyday life. It's really part of how they look at each day is through music, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what keeps them going a lot of times when they're having tough times. You know, it's the music and the inspiration that it gives them.
Exactly, and it's really great whenever you're feeling upset about something, too, to have a song that you connect to and you feel like someone understands you is such a wonderful feeling. And even when you're having a really happy moment and there's a certain song that you listen to that is playing when that moment is happening, And you hear it, and you just smile so big because you're thinking about when you, you know, when you heard it. So it's really magical the way people connect to music. And I honestly cannot imagine a world without music. I feel like it would be a lot less colorful and wonderful, you know, without music.
Well, yeah, one of the joys that I get out of life is not only writing a few songs myself, but I love to hear about people like you that are doing things and try to help any way I can, you know, it's even my little part here, you know, to get your name out and get your music heard by as many people as we can, you know.
Yeah, well, I definitely appreciate it. It's really important to do, you know, radio and everything, because that gets your name out there, so thank you.
Okay, well, it's been really nice talking with you today, and I wish you to have the most success possible in your music in whichever way you want, you know.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you for taking the time to have me on the show.
Okay, well, I'll be keeping up with you. You know, I'm friends with your manager there, Lorena, and she'll be keeping me up with what progress you're doing, and maybe even do another show later on, maybe when you get some more music out, you know, we might do another show with you.
Cool, that sounds great.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for being our guest today, and I'm sure my listeners really enjoyed your music.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.